to happen all the fun in the world.
Larry's not with us anymore. He went on, you know.
Yeah.
He bit the big one. Well, he's got his own little piece of head.
Good evening, my friends. It is Friday night and time for Zapped. I'm your host, Andy, and this is an hour of Frank Zappa and related artists. Coming at you from Shasta County, California, here on KKRN 88.5 FM, licensed in Bella Vista with studios in Round Mountain and Redding. Tonight's intro was Whatever Happened to All the Fun in the World? Soft Shake Your Booty. And tonight we are continuing the theme from last week, or the musical selections from last week. I was playing a bunch of new stuff I hadn't played on the air before off the Hammersmith Odeon album, which was released in 2010. That is the name of the venue in London, UK, where these took place in 1978 for a period of four shows. We're going to begin with The Torture Never Stops.
Their clothes and scratch their matted hair. A tiny little light from a window hole 100 yards away is all they ever get to know about the regular life in the day. And it stinks so bad, the storm's been choking, deep in greenish drought. In the room where the giant fire above the works, and the torture never stops. The torture never stops. The torture. The torture. The torture never stops. A sinister midget with a bucket and a mop. A sinister midget with a bucket and a mop. A sinister midget with a bucket and a mop. Where the blood goes down the drain. And it stinks so bad, the stone's been choking, deep in greenish drop. In the room where the giant fire buffer works, and the torture never stops. A steaming pig in a chamber right near there. He eats the snouts and the trotters' fares. The loins and the groins are still dispersed. His carving style is well rehearsed. He stands and shouts, all men be cursed, all men be cursed, all men be cursed, all men be cursed, and disagree. The best, of course, of all the worst.
He's the best, of course, of all the worst.
Some wrong been done, he done it first.
Some wrong been done, he done it first.
And he stinks so bad, his bones been choking, and he'd been greenish clouds. In the night of the iron sausage, where the torture never stops. The torture never stops. The torture, the torture never stops. We'll be right back. eyes all green and buzzing in his dungeon of despair. Who are all these people that he's locked away down there? Are they crazy? Never been explained since at first it was created, but a dungeon just like a sin requires not but locking in of everything that's ever been. Look at her. Look at her.
Hey, it's Andy, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. You just heard The Torture Never Stops. This is... Tonight I'm playing a live show, or a series of live shows from 1978 that took place at the Hammersmith Odeon in London, UK. So these are all from 1978, and it's some stuff I played a little bit of it last week. So if you missed that show, you can always go to kkrn.org, the website, and check out the archive by scrolling down and searching for Zapped on the calendar, on the schedule, and you can find all of my past shows archived there. Other shows are also, some of our other local producers archive their shows on the site as well. So check that out. We are going to continue. This is Penguin in Bondage.
She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy. Way over on the west side of the bed. Just like the mighty penguin flapping down wings. Bring the band on down behind me, boys. Lord, you know it's all over. If she come at you on the strut, wrap them all around your head. Flap them right on strings, flap. She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy. Shake up the pale, dry ginger ale. Like a penguin when the battery fails. You know when the battery goes out in the vibrator and everything. Lord, you must be having a jumping through a hoop of real fire with some Kleenex wrapped around the coat hang wire. Thank you. like a penguin in bondage, boy. Howling over to some ant-articulated moon.
In the frostbite night with the flaps gone white,
shrieking as she spied the hoop across the room. Good God, she spied the hoop again. You know it must be a penguin bound down. If you hear that terrible scream, then there ain't no other birds around. She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh.
She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, you must be careful not to leave her straps too loose.
Cause she just might box your dog. Cause she just might box your dog.
And leave your dried up dog biscuit. This song is Tamershi Dween, a bongo number.
Escape for all of you.
Tiny ears, that's fine to do. Tiny ears, that's fine to do. Tiny ears, that's fine to do. Tiny ears, that's fine to do.
Thank you. people's eat.
That the people's eat.
And the people's eat.
And it's over there.
Probably likes a lot of misery. But take a while and you will see. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. And you an asshole. Broken hearts are for assholes. And you an asshole too. What you gonna do? Cause you're an asshole. Too tough to cry. But you went to the grave just to give it a try. And Dagmar,
a beautiful lady,
was his name.
Alive and living in
the whistle shaking out underneath of his pancake makeup. Nearly drove you insane.
Next week it's all
and
new.
And so
wrestling.
You kissed a little sailor. Who had just blew in from space. You pull the chain attached to the perfectly erected nipples of Jimmy. In a bold salute to Paris. You sniff the reeking buns of Angel. And acted like it was cocaine. You were dazzled by the exciting new costume of Coco. In a way you can't explain. And so you work the wall with Michael, which gave your back an awful strain. But you came back on Sunday for the Gong Show. But you forgot what I was saying.
Cause you're an asshole, you're an asshole. 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 Well, now you think of the chance, think of the grave. Now I think you know what you are, you're an asshole.
You say you can't live with what you've been through. Ladies, you could be an asshole too. You might pretend you ain't got one on the bottom of you. But don't fool yourself, girl, it's looking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's winking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's winking at you.
That's why I say it.
Gonna ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe. Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Ride the wild cock, sir.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Benedictus.
Ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girls, going right out your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girls, going right out your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girls, going right out your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girls, going right out your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girls, going right out your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girls, going right out your
poop shoe. Oh, I knew you'd be surprised, buddy.
Hello again, Andy here. You are listening to Zapped. You just heard Broken Hearts Are For A-Holes. I edited that slightly in my speech. Before that, City of Tiny Lights, and we started off that one, that block with Penguin in Bondage. So again, these are all songs off a series of four shows in 1978, taken from a 2010 album called Hammersmith Odeon, which is the venue in which these took place. So we shall continue. I've got two more songs that run into each other, so it's kind of one big song, but this is I Have Been in You, followed by Flakes.
It's romance time, ladies and gentlemen. This is our special song that goes out to all the ladies in the audience, because God knows how you've suffered. That's right. We understand these things.
Oh, yes.
We in the world of rock and roll with our infinite wisdom. All right, look here. There was a record released not too long ago. Oh, shut up. Please, shut up. Sounds like some sort of gas is coming out of your body through your mouth. A record was released not too long ago bearing the title I'm In You. Now, it's coming out again. When I heard the title of this song, I said, is he kidding? This is softcore porn. So I thought about it for a while and I let my mind drift away into those little zones where it goes, you know, when it drifts away. A lot of you crazy people in the audience know what I'm talking about. So I was just sitting there thinking about, I mean you, huh? That's preposterous. So imagine this story. Let's pretend you're a teenage girl. And as I said last night, and I'll say it again because I liked it, there's probably some of you little boys in the audience that want to pretend that you're teenage girls too, and you can pretend also. And I also said last night, and I will repeat it because it still stands true today, a lot of you older guys, especially the ones that work for the government, this song is for you too. You can all pretend you're a little teenage girl. Now let's say that you have a real, honest-to-goodness teenage bedroom. I mean, this is not a fake teenage girl bedroom. This is the real kind. It has a Jimi Hendrix poster on the wall. It has 3 flaming sticks of sandalwood incense. It has a small lamp with a red bulb in it. Or maybe it's a white bulb with a red kind of bleeding madras over it. You know, just something to give your room that vibe, you know? Let's say that you, the teenage girl of today, have abducted the succulent pop star of your choice back to your teenage room. Yes, it's the big time. You didn't go with him to the hotel. You made him come to your stinking little room. Poor son of a bitch must have been really hard up, you know? So anyway, you got him in there, and he takes his pop star clothing off. First, it's the satin shirt with the tiny little burn holes in it from where the seeds fell on there. And then it's the satin pants with the tiny little burn holes in it from where the seeds fell on there. Then, of course, it's the ever-popular feather boa, which is cast aside over that little chair in the corner, you know, the one with the green thing on the seat. Then he removes 3 of the 4 safety pins embedded in his face. He always likes to keep 1 for good luck, in case there's somebody taking pictures for Melody Maker. He takes the 1 out of his eyebrow, the 1 from this cheek, and the 1 from this ear, leaves the 1 in his nose, takes these 3 safety pins and puts them on the dresser next to the bed. Naturally, you're highly eroticized by all this, and so you start removing your very own teenage girl type clothing. The brassiere, which is always a struggle. It's a rough one, isn't it? You know, these cheap brassieres can sometimes become wedged. So you finally get that off. He couldn't really take your clothing off for you because, you know, A guy can only go so far for rock and roll. You take your own goddamn clothes off, you know what I mean? So you're getting your little teenage brassiere off there, and you got your little teenage blouse off there. Perhaps that little blanket that you wear for the protest marches, you know, throw that off to the side. Take off your cotton, your white cotton underpants with a little brown skid mark in it, and stick them under the bed real fast before he knows what kind of underpants you wear, because there's no class to white cotton underpants. You know this is true. And then you lay back. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot the most important thing. You put on the Phoebe Snow album and turn it real soft, you know. Then you lay back in your teenage bed. You put your teenage legs up in the air in the universal gesture of greeting. Oops, going too fast. You have to take three of the four safety pins embedded in various parts of your body out. You take the one from this part of your arm, the one from your other eyebrow, and the one from your lower lip, leaving the one that is attached to your uvula. That's a good one. And then you take your three safety pins and you put them next to his three safety pins on the dressing stand. And then, because you're really falling in love, you have a little ceremony where you make two identical pyramids out of the six safety pins. And as the crescendo comes in the Phoebe Snow album, you lay back, you get your legs up, he gets on top of you. He has to get on top of you, no other way now. And he's right on top of you there. And the next thing you know, he has his little pop star lips up next to your little teenage girl type ear, and you hear this voice whispering in your ear, and it says,
I mean you.
Well, let's remember one thing, boys and girls. You wanted him in there, didn't you? And that's where he went. He went right in there. And so we have this song that's called I Have Been In You. This is for everybody who might know how true that other story actually was. Wait a minute. This can't be right. That's too fast for a romantic song. It should be like, na, 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 na. You know, slow it down a little bit. Okay. One and a two and a three and a four. Little girl, there ain't no time to watch. wasn't lying to you. I would never lie to you after all. You buy my records. I couldn't lie to you. Yeah, I went in you again, and I'm probably gonna go in you again some more. And I just want you to remember a couple of things while I'm going in there and coming out of there and going in there, is that I just want you to keep on buying my goddamn records, because it's people like you that make life possible for assholes like me with a little burn holes in the satin shirt. You know, I don't know whether you realize this being nothing more or nothing less than a teenage girl, but there are so many wonderful things in the world of rock and roll that chumps like you make possible for us fantastic people with big record contracts, you see? If it weren't for you pitiful little specimens of humanity with your legs up in the air and the universal gesture of greeting, imitating me with my stupid safety pins, you wearing your safety pins. Hey, don't get me wrong, I'm going in you again. No, I still like you, it's okay. Look, just to show you that I'm really a nice guy, I'm not even going to remark about your white cotton underpants with a brown skid mark on them. I could care less, so long as I get a little pussy tonight. I'm going someplace else tomorrow. But when I leave, honey, I want you to remember, keep on buying my records, dear. Just keep buying them and tell all of your friends to buy those records, because Lord knows I'm so sincere in the songs that I sing to you on there. As a matter of fact, let me show you two or three neat ways that you can jack off while you listen to these records. Got a hairbrush? You don't? Well, how about this one? Why don't you lie down in the bathtub and stick your legs up in the air in the universal gesture of greeting and just let the water drip out of the faucet onto the thing there. And if that doesn't work, well, get a vibrator. You know, batteries aren't that expensive. Well, I guess I'd better sing to you again, dear. I'm almost falling in love. I'm going to have to leave here soon, you know.
I'm going in you again, baby. It's true, I'm going in you again, baby, and later when we get through, guess what? I'm going in you again, baby, and you can go in me too.
I mean you.
I'm going in you again, baby, and later when.
You know what? They didn't do nothing, but they charged me double for Sunday. Now you know, no matter what you do, they're gonna cheat and rob you. And then they'll give you a bill that'll get your senses reeling. That'll get you so crazy till your head will go through the ceiling.
Yes, it is Andy. You are listening to Zapped. You just heard Flakes. And before that was I Have Been In You. So those were, we've been playing the Hammersmith Odeon shows tonight from 1978. off a 2010 release, posthumously released, obviously, since Frank sadly died in 1993. But some of these releases are still coming out, so he had a massive archive. That's lucky for us. So I've got one more to play for you. I'm not going to tell you the name of the song. I think you'll be able to figure it out based on the repetitive nature of the song's title. Plus, I don't want to say it. Some people are easily offended by words, and I hope you're not one of them. So check it out. But as always, remember, Soul Deluxe coming up after Zap tonight and every Friday night at 10 p.m. So check out Sounds from the Underground, Byron Phoenix's Soul Deluxe. So until next week, thanks for tuning in and enjoy this selection, which will remain unnamed.
Was the blackest night, there was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too tight. Heard the scary wind, I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf honking along the side of me. I'm mean and I'm bad, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big titty girlie by the name of Chrissy. Talking about her if my bike and me. And this ride up the mountain, a mystery, mystery. Even the crickets acting weird up here. And so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she was gone. Where's those titties I like so well? And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard this noise like a crunch of twig. And up jumped the devil, he's about this big. He had a red suit on and a widow's peak. And then a pointed tail and like a sulfury. Guess it was him alright, I swear I knowed it was. He had some human flesh stuck underneath his claws. You know it looked to me like it was titty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, cause I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his floss and started cleaning his fang. And so I shot him with my shooter's head. Bang, bang, bang. And then the sucker just laughed and said, put it away, you know I ate all up. Now what you gonna say? You ate my Chrissy? Yeah, titties and all. Well, what about the beer then? Now were the cans this tall? Even her boots? Would I lie to you? Shit, you must have been hungry. Yeah, this is true. Well, don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do? Well, you know, I can't complain when the checks come through. Hey, I want my Chrissy, yeah. And I want my beer, so you just spew it back up. Now, devil, do you hear? Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil! Do you understand? Oh, just yeah. What will you give me for your titties and beer? Suppose you notice this little contract here?
Yeah, you're goddamn right, you a son of a whore. That's about the only reason I learned writing for. Hey, give me that contract. Bet your horns I'll sign, cause I need a beer and it's titty squeezing time.
Man, you can't fool me, you know. You ain't that bad, boy. Oh, yeah. You should have seen some of the souls that I've had. There was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. And both of those suckers was worse than you.
Let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're supposed to be the devil, so what you gonna do?
You still want to make a deal, huh?
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, listen, you can have my soul. It's a mean little sucker, about 1,000 years old. But once you get it, you can't give it back. You've got to keep it forever, and that's a natural
fact. Oh, now, hold on a second, man. Keep it forever? You're so bold. You know, I mean, I don't know if I want to get into this after all.
Look, you either take my soul or play doctor.
What's man, I don't want to do either one.
Well, I'm going to make it easy on you. I mean, since this is England and everything, we don't want to trundle this thing into the ground, you know?
Yeah.
Look, it's real simple. All I want is titties and beer.
No.
Titties and beer.
Oh, you're definitely not the right guy.
Titties and beer.
No way.
Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer.
Absolutely not.
Titties and beer.
No way.
Titties and beer.
Negatory. Listen.
Are you ossified or...
No! Don't sign it then! Give me time to think! I mean, hold on a second, boy, cause... That-
that's magic gig.
And then the devil barfed and I'll jump my girl. They heard the titties pop, popping all around the world. She said,
I got three beers and a fistful of downs and I'm gonna get ripped, so fuck you, clown.
Then she gave us the finger, it was rigid and stiff. That's when the devil, he farted and she went right over the cliff. The devil was mad, I took off to my pad. I swear I do declare, how did you get back there? Swear I do declare, how did you get back there? Swear I do declare, how did you get back there?